Tom Hennessy, St. Eunan's looking into yet another Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final. It's a repeat of last year's decider where you take on Setanta. I suppose being back in a decider was your main target with the new campaign getting up and running this year, and you find yourself back there. Can you guys go one step further than last year?
Oisín, look, you always want to keep going forward, and there's a great belief in the group that that we can, bridge the gap this year. To be honest with you, we're just happy to be playing hurling and to get the opportunity to play. So, yes, we do firmly believe we can bridge that gap, and we're hoping to do it Saturday.
Yeah. You progressed to the final, of course, against Buncrana. And it was interesting, everybody at the start of the season had sort of tipped Setanta and Buncrana to be back in the final. But the underdogs tags sort of suited you guys in that semi-final, and he's won convincingly against Buncrana in the end.
Even going back to the group match of Buncrana, we lost the both in Buncrana. But I remember saying that night that we would have a say later on in the championship, that we weren't finished. It wasn't just an off-the-cuff statement. We'd actually looked at the match that night, and from the first water break on, we'd actually owned the ball, just couldn't put it between the posts. And in fairness to Buncrana, they did, So we always knew there would possibly be ourselves and Buncrana in the semi-final. It was kind of a roles reversal, to be fair to them. We were missing a good few the night we went up to Buncrana, and then they were missing two when we played last Sunday. So we always knew that if we met again, that we had the game and that we had the players to be able to get through to the final.
Yeah, you scored 13 points in the final last year, Tom. You're going to have to score a lot more than that, do you feel, this time around, if you are going to take a huge one?
Yeah, look, it's very rare you win a county final with 13 points, And looking back in last year's match, we had a lot of wides and we had a lot of bad shot selection. The positives in that you take is we were getting the shots away. A lot of them, it was just, an aiming issue, planting the foot, maybe making better decisions. So, there are things that can be fixed, and hopefully, we'll fix them on Saturday.
Yeah. Will you have everybody available for the weekend, Tom?
Please God, touching wood, in the current circumstances, we have everyone as it stands. But, Oisín, in the current circumstances, you just don't know, with this COVID-19, things can change very quickly.
Yeah.
So, please God, at the moment we have, again, touch wood, that we'll go in with a clean bill of health the weekend.
Yeah. Just finally then, Tom, speaking to Ray Walsh of Carndonagh earlier, they're looking to bridge a 25-year gap and won a junior title. St. Eunan's haven't won a senior hurling title since 1972, and just like Cairn, beaten finalists last year. And can you see maybe a renewed hunger in the St. Eunan's side going into this decider that maybe wasn't there last year?
The hunger has always been there. Look, I can't compliment or praise my lads highly enough. This is my third year with them, and we always knew it would be a project when you have so many young players. You can't put experience into them overnight. You'll get the odd player, is born with an old head on young shoulders, but, most of the time in sport, they have to go out, they have to make their mistakes, they have to learn. And we've learned at the hard end, for the last 2 years, I see these guys in training two or three times a week, and the intensity they bring, the desire they have to play for their club. The hunger was never a question. What we need to bring is the actual finishing, that little the cherry on the top. Please God, Saturday, it will be there. And I can tell you, Oisín, no bunch of fellas deserve it more than the group I have. They have, the sacrifices, the commitments that they make to play. And it's the same, I suppose, for everyone this year in the circumstances that are there. But I can't speak highly enough for my lads. And please God, Saturday, you know, they'll get the performance to match the efforts that they've put in.